The new poll, sponsored by WISC-TV, shows if the election were held today, 49% of respondents would vote for Governor Doyle, 40% for Congressman Mark Green, and 1% for Nelson Eisenman. Eisenman's support is well below the 10% polling requirement for inclusion in the We the People debates. The results are based on 600 likely voters from across the state. WISC station manager Tom Beer says even giving Eisenman the 4% margin of error, the results reinforce We the People's decision to exclude him from debates scheduled for September 15th and October 20th. Beer is president of We the People's board that includes Wisconsin Public Radio and TV and the Wisconsin State Journal.
We have to have some criteria so we can spend the time really looking at the issues and the candidates. You have to draw a line somewhere. Last time we drew a line with the four candidates. This time we're drawing a line with the two candidates using the same criteria.
But Eisenman says the polling requirement unfairly discriminates against third-party candidates who don't have the financial backing to buy TV ads that would give them name recognition. He says his campaign meets 9 out of the 10 criteria for inclusion in the debates, and it's only the media exposure the debate would give him that could boost his poll numbers. He says it's the 10% undecided in this poll who need to hear his take on the issue to make up their minds.
You know, I'll bring my own podium and mic if that's the problem. Now, their argument is 2 gives more time to their dialogue than 3. Okay, but does it serve the purpose of educating the electorate on who represents their values?
We the People President Tom Beer says if Eisenman's campaign catches fire before the October 20th debate, the group might reconsider. Eisenman says he'll be spending time on university campuses over the next several weeks, trying to drum up support from first-time young voters. But he's worried they may not show up in any upcoming polls. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.